on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another day, another scandal, another outrage. Flailing away with two kitchen knives, a 16-year-old boy with what was described as a blank expression on his face, stabbed and slashed 21 students and a security guard in the crowded halls of a suburban Pittsburgh high school on Wednesday before the assistant principal tackled him. At least five students were critically wounded, including a boy whose liver was pierced by the knife thrust, actually narrowly missed his heart and aorta, according to the doctor's reports. Others also suffered deep abdominal puncture wounds. The rampage came after decades in which U.S. schools geared much of their emergency planning toward mass shootings, not stabbings. It set off a screaming stampede at the school, left blood on the floor and walls, brought teachers rushing in to the halls to help the victims. Police, not much with information on the motive. The suspect identified as Alex Hribal, H-R-I-B-A-L, taken into custody, treated for a minor hand wound, and then brought into court in shackles and a hospital gown and charged with four counts of attempted murder, 21 counts of aggravated assault, jailed without bail. Authorities say he'll be prosecuted as an adult. Who doesn't agree with that? But I want to know more about this kid. Don't you want to know more about who he is, where he came from, what the heck is going on in his life? There was a brief court hearing. Attorney John Peck said that after the boy was seized, he made comments suggesting he just wanted to die. And that brings us around to what happened in the fort last week. These people seem to be suicidal. Why? What's going on in our society? The defense attorney describes him as a good student, got along with others, has asked, obviously, for a psychiatric examination. I can tell, putting together various bits and pieces of stories, the attack unfolded just minutes before the actual start of classes. This is a pretty good-sized regional high school, about 1,200 students there, upper-middle-class area, 15 miles pretty much due east of Pittsburgh. It was over in 5 minutes. The boy ran wildly down the hallway, cutting away with knives that were 8 to 10 inches long. Nate Moore, one of the students, said he saw this boy tackle and knife a freshman. He was going to try to break it up when the boy got up and cut Moore's face. 11 stitches required there. The boy said it was fast, felt like he hit me with a wet rag because I felt blood on my face. The attacker had the same expression on his face that he has every day, which was kind of freaky, said one of the students. He wasn't saying anything. He didn't have anger on his face. It was just blank. The assistant principal tackled the boy, disarmed him, and a police officer who was regularly assigned to the school handcuffed him. Associated Press was told the father that the boy was treated at a hospital. He's okay. So 22 young people stabbed and cut. Two people suffered other injuries. The security guard who was wounded after intervening was not seriously hurt. So who are the heroes of this? I'm told, as I nose around a little bit, that a lot of them were students. Governor of Pennsylvania Tom Corbett said during a visit to the town, quote, students who stayed with their friends and didn't leave their friends were what helped to make this better than it might have been. As for what set off this boy, the police chief said, investigators are looking into reports of a threatening phone call between the suspect and other students the night before. The specifics of the call not made public. FBI went to the boy's house where authorities planned to check all of the home, confiscate his computer, search around But the neighbors say, a guy lives next door named John Kukala, said, they're a very nice family, a great family. We've never seen anything out of the ordinary there. His wife said, quote, it should be an eye-opener for everybody. Everybody always thinks it's the other neighborhood, the other town, the other person, the other street. We need to be kinder and show compassion to more people. Something must have been going on for him to do this. What an interesting statement, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. What do you make of this? Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Jennifer or Roberta at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day Show. Several bloody stabbing rampages at schools in other countries have made headlines the past couple of years. There was one in China. The biggest problem here has been shootings, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. Nevertheless, there have been at least two major stabbing attacks at other schools over the past year, one at a community college in Texas last April, 14 people wounded. Remember that? I'm vaguely remembering it now. Another in Texas that killed a 17-year-old student, injured three others at a high school in September. So the visualization that we have, if you haven't seen any video, and there obviously isn't any real video of what went on inside the school, a stampede. Children yelling, run, get out of here. Somebody has a knife. The boy was just looking like he always does. It's interesting to hear that from a number of the students. Some people say the boy was a shy person, largely keeping to himself. They said he was not an outcast, and they can't think of a reason that he might have done this, gotten so violent. One person said he was never mean to anybody, never saw people be mean to him, never saw him with any group of friends. Michael Float, a senior at the school, said he had just gotten to school, saw blood all over the floor and on the wall near the main entrance to the school. He saw a wounded student. He had his shirt pulled up and he was screaming, help me, help me, help me! He had a stab wound at the top right of his stomach. Teachers were applying pressure to other wounds. About 5 minutes elapsed between the time that the police officer called for help from the rest of the police department. It was about 7:15. The boy was disarmed shortly after that. Somebody, could have been a student, pulled a fire alarm during the attack. That created some chaos, but it was a good idea because it emptied out the school quickly, more quickly than probably would have been the case otherwise. So, boys, girls, apparently the children were quite mature. One of the girls said there was an amazing amount of composure that was prevalent during this whole situation. So one wonders why. We're going to wonder why all day today, probably for the rest of the week, and then we'll forget about it. I hope that's not the case, but that seems to be the way. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program on Thursday.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
The bloggers are all thrilled that Roberta Fasanelli is back with her Queen of Cheap report, and today she has ways for people of all ages and all appetites to save.
Oh, yes, all ages. Let's start with the little ones at their favorite place, Toys R Us. They've got a great buy one, get one free deal going on. This includes all little Tykes toys that are $29.99 or less, so you're not going to get that big stuff, buy one, get one free, but you get the smaller stuff.
That's a great deal, though.
Yeah, isn't that great? Crayola markers, pens and pencils, Zelfs, and Skylanders. I have no idea what those are, but I'm sure the kids know what they are. It's a great opportunity if you've got, like, some birthday gifts coming up. You know, that you have to give the
kids. Did you just say birthday?
Birthday. Okay. Birthday.
Why would you underscore that? I was thinking it, but I didn't
birthday,
say it for a change.
Birthday.
A birthday.
How many people say birthday with an F? Birthday gifts.
Too many.
I always had a closet stocked with stuff for birthday gifts.
The same people that ask you a question say birthday.
Sometimes I really don't like you guys. Okay.
Really? I'm feeling usual.
After you've been to Toys R Us, you might be hungry, so we've got some incredible restaurant deals for you. Olive Garden, buy one, get one free entree. That expires on the 13th of April, so don't delay on that one. And did you know McDonald's is giving you a free small coffee during their breakfast hours? Just go in there and say, can I un cazzo de café, por favor, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. That expires the 13th as well. And Del Taco, I can't believe they're doing this, a free grilled chicken tacos and medium drink soda.
Really?
At absolutely free. Huh. Now, we got to brush your teeth, right, after you have all this food. See, there's a sequence here. Yeah. So Arm & Hammer is giving away samples of their truly radiant toothpaste, and we tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com in the Queen of Cheap section. And, of course, you don't want to forget your furry friends, so Purina is giving your meow, your little cat, a free, healthy weight cat chow. Now, this is really kind of funny because you have to take this, like, short pledge, say, I pledge that my cat won't be fat, and they'll donate $50,000 to the Association for Pet Obesity.
No, no fat cats.
No fat cats.
Happy birthday to you, Roberta.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my mother. 21 after on Good Day.
Happy birthday to your mother.
All men who got the good could not have a David Wood. He said...
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Betty's here, Veronica too, and Angie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance.
He's right here. His name's Doug Steffen.
Thank you, Richie. Archie Andrews, everybody's favorite freckled denizen of Riverdale, is going to die. This is spoiler alert number 1834. He's going to die a hero's death in an upcoming issue of Life with Archie as he sacrifices his life to save a friend's. This is according to the Canadian Broadcasting story that appeared yesterday. The story will help conclude the Life with Archie series, which the publisher Archie Comics relaunched in 2010 to follow the lives of Archie, his love interest Betty Cooper, Veronica Lodge, best friend Jughead Jones, his frenemy Reggie Mantle. They have graduated both from high school and college now at this point. The publisher John Goldwater said, quote, "We've been building up to this moment since we launched Life with Archie 5 years ago and knew that any book that was telling the story of Archie's life as an adult had to also show his final moment." So Archie's going to die in issue number 36, which is set for release this July. And then the subsequent installment will jump ahead a year and examine how Betty, Veronica, Jughead, and Reggie have dealt with the death of their friend Archie.
Wow.
Been a comic book fixture since 1941. So how old would he be then if that's the case? 1941 to 2014, 2017. So he's dying kind of young. That's too bad.
Well, he's dying as a... He just graduated from college.
Well, but I mean in terms of the overall longevity of him. So what's the... Why would they kill the goose here unless there's nothing going on and the comic hasn't done what they wanted him to do?
It's funny. My son loves to read comics, but he doesn't read the old-style comics. But even though there's a comic book store open up near our house, and he wants to go check it out. But he loves to read the little comic strip things. He gets
in
books.
The paper?
No, that too, but the books that are comic strip style things. I mean, he's even gone out and gotten some of the books of... some of the older comics that, you know, from when we were kids, Ken, and they'll have a whole book of them.
Garfield.
Man, not so much Garfield. Yeah. But the Snoopy, the Charles Schulz stuff.
Don't you wonder how comics began, really? The my recollection of learning about this in Pauly, Pauly Sci, was that the first cartoons were not like this, but they were politically motivated. The cartoons in the newspapers, starting about the time of Teddy, well, actually it goes back even further than that, when the sarcasm that came from the political writers. You think we have sarcasm today.
Yeah.
You should see some of the stuff going back further than the Teapot Dome scandal. Go back to Teddy Roosevelt's era. I don't know that I've seen much that took place right after the Civil War through the turn of the century. But you go back to Washington's time when there were political cartoons of sorts. But the cartoon, I think, started, if I'm not mistaken, with politics. It wasn't aimed at being...
You're right. I'm just looking at the wiki page for comic book.
Yeah.
And it says, the term comic book arose because the first book sold as a comic book reprinted humor comic strips. And it all started with politics.
Yeah.
First comic book... 1933.
Wow. Can you imagine the money that Marvel makes now on the television shows, the movies, and are the comics? I can't even tell you. My son has a collection of about 3,000 comic books. I don't know what they're worth, but I know that the comics today, are they the same size? I know that they're very popular, but I don't know if they're the same size or they come across the same way as the old comics. Anybody buy? Or are they all online?
They still have the books.
They have the books.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have stores. There's a store in our local mall.
Check out the story, by the way, of Archie at DougStefan.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance, right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The next Stephen Good Day program with a focus on some of the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. A lot of people this week, we're so focused on the tragedy in Pennsylvania. We've just gotten off being upset about the tragedy at Fort Hood in Texas. President Obama returning to the Army post, where he took the task on, the job as the nation's comforter-in-chief. He was there 5 years ago when Major Hassan did his dirty work. So the president back again, mourning with families and uniformed comrades of those killed during last week's shooting spree there. The president said, quote, "We somehow bear what seems unbearable." Yet another sad observance for the president who's had to deliver words of consolation across the country. It seems a lot. What is going on? What is the sickness in our country? What in the hell is going on? Those of you who are on the service listening on American Forces Radio, I haven't really appealed to you. I haven't asked this before, but if you have a chance to get to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day, what are you thinking about what's going on back here? How many of you are associated with Fort Hood or Fort Bliss, where this fellow was before he went over to Fort Hood? And how many of you are going into active duty and not really doing anything when you're on station? I'd be curious to know. It'd be pretty poignant for us to have that information. Meanwhile, back to the remembrance for the soldiers who didn't die in a war abroad, but in the safety of their own compound, their own barracks. They were members of a generation that has borne the burden of our security for more than a decade, said the president. Three soldiers died, 16 others wounded. All were part of the conversation for sure. Mr. and Mrs. Obama arrived in the morning. There were a lot of troops saluting the motorcade that, you look at this camouflage, these camouflage outfits, they sort of blend in, kind of like a patch of the desert, flags lowered to half staff. I was by a state building yesterday, and somebody asked me why was the flag at half staff. This is the reason. Most of the public buildings in America, especially federal government buildings, had flown their flags at half mast, probably will through the end of the week. The memorial itself took place at the same spot where the president eulogized victims in 2009. Big army post. It's a big base. Three battle crosses, helmet-topped rifles above combat boots stood in front of the speaker's platform, representing the three soldiers who were dead. So, what are we doing again to deal with this? We talk about it. We praise the soldiers. The president did that. But after that, what do we do? Are we dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder? That's been a major part of this. And his psychiatric evaluation and how really vacant and vapid the excuses are that come from the military leaders who say, well, we were looking into him. Why was he on the base? Why was he in uniform? How did he get a gun? All of those questions. And there are probably plenty of people. You all know the stories. Again, I appeal to those of you who are on Armed Forces Radio that might have something to add to this that the rest of us can learn from. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What can we learn from this? We keep talking about, yeah, it's hurtful. It's hard. We love these guys. Okay, so four soldiers are lost, are dead. Why? Why? The president finished his address. He repeated the phrase, Jove never ends. Soldiers in the audience brushing away tears. Some people who don't like Mr. Obama said he was a great actor, leaving with his head down. You know what? Is this a time for that kind of stuff? No. Petty politics? No. As much as many of us don't particularly care for the commander-in-chief, this is not the time to be petty and political. This is a time to try to figure out what is going on. Soldiers standing at attention. Fallen soldiers' names bellowed out by a sergeant three times. After there's no answer, in accordance with military tradition, their names were stricken from the roll. A line of seven soldiers pointed their rifles to the sky, shot three times, and then the trumpeter played taps. So, is this, you know, there are people who don't like Mr. Obama. They say during his watch there have been so many of these things. Well, let's think about it. Tucson, Arizona. Aurora, Colorado. Newtown, Connecticut. Boston, Massachusetts. The Washington Navy Yard. All of these communities are now communities that have had tragedies during the Obama administration, and now this Fort Hood again. Adding complexity to the president's response were questions about whether Mr. Sergeant Specialist, actually, Lopez's wartime service precipitated his action. He didn't have, there's no reason for this, no rhyme or reason for this, because even though he was in, Lopez was in Iraq for a short stint, he suffered a traumatic brain injury. Fort Hood officials have said that his mental condition was not a direct participating factor. But they're going to say whatever they have to say to alleviate the anxiety, the present anxiety, and focus more on the men who died and not on the men and all of our fellow Americans who are living with mental illness. Yes. It's a big problem in civilian life as well as military life. And the president acknowledged that. Why are these people dead? Because they were not handled well by the system. We can go back to the Dukakis era in Massachusetts when all of the state hospitals were closed. And thousands of people who were in them became homeless Americans. That's happened time and time again across the country. We don't deal well. We're so immature. We're so foolish. We're ignorant about mental illness. People should be visiting doctors that deal with mental problems as much as they deal with doctors who deal with as much as visit doctors who deal with physical problems. This is unacceptable for a modern society, supposedly an advanced society. How much of the time do we spend talking about how advanced our weaponry is, right? This week, a lot of talk about nuclear weaponry, ICBMs, all that stuff, and how we could annihilate the Russians. So what good is it? Look at this mess. Look at this mess we find ourselves in. And tell me that it makes some sense. Tell anybody. Tell the families of the dead soldiers it makes sense. Thoughts for review. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day for Thursday.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers, friends. Did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Jack Stockwell. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, happily. I'm happy to have him. I don't know if he's happy to be here.
Well, of course I am.
All right. So Jack is one of the best-known NUCCA chiropractors in the country, N-U-C-C-A, should you like to check out what he does as a chiropractor. The specialty is checking out and working through your neck, because Jack understands, after having studied the neck, actually, the thing that is most poignant about the way you described it to me and to us many times on the air is that the stem which holds your head onto your body is the size of a quarter. That is, your neck with the bones and things, the cartilage, the discs, all that stuff, the size of a quarter.
Yeah, the actual bony surface between the base of the skull and this little resting place on top of the top bone in the neck is about the size of a quarter. Everything else is just meat.
So when we go to the ballparks in the summer and we get the bobblehead, that's actually a true
scenario. If you've been through some accident and trauma that has stretched or torn the supporting ligaments at the top of the neck, yeah, you've got a bobblehead. Your head will end up feeling heavy at times. You'll get spasms and pains in the neck even when you're sitting still, watching a movie, reading a book. It's left in a situation where there isn't a whole lot of stabilization or strength there to facilitate the incredible range of motion of the head on top of the neck. Mm-hmm. Because there's no disc between the top two bones. If there was a disc between the top two bones, you'd be turning your whole spine just to turn your head. If you've ever seen anybody who's had an upper cervical fusion, you know, like Christopher Reeve or something like that, their head's locked in this position for the rest of their lives. The trade-off with nature to have the range of motion of the head on neck that we do, and you should be able to look backward behind each shoulder in an easy turn with no noise in the neck, comes at a price, and that is the fact that it's just not a very stable joint, and it's subject to misalignment with the right pressure, right ball, fall, bump, banging your head on the car door frame or something like that can knock it out of balance. And some people don't go through their whole life like that. Or a tractor, falling backwards off a tractor and hitting your head on the ground.
I can think of all kinds of tractor accidents.
Hugging a cow too tightly.
That's it, right, exactly.
Things
Dr.
like that.
Jack is here in the right place. This is not a very stable joint either.
Mumps.
Measles. There's an outbreak of measles in California that have surprised a number of officials there, and worry, obviously, is that it would spread to other states and around the country. So what are the measles really, and how do they spread, and how does somebody who's a naturopath, sort of like you, or follows the non-prescription, how does that, prescriptory?
Prescriptive.
Right, that too.
Prescriptive protocols.
Medicine. Yeah, so what do
Well, you know, these things come and go. I mean, they're just like a desert wind. They come and go, and they have a certain infectious period for a while, and then it hits those who are susceptible to it. They build a natural immunity to it, and then it may be years before anything like this passes around again. We grew up, we developed, we evolved to the degree that you want to believe in evolution with every protein structure on this planet. Our body knows every protein on this planet. It knows every virus that's not recently man-made in some secret CDC, you know, laboratory.
Yeah.
But it knows every virus, every bacteria. And as it becomes associated with these things in the sense of childhood developing immunity, we suffer the problems for a short period of time. We build an acquired immunity to it, a natural immunity, and it never bothers us again. When we get vaccines, some inoculation, it might provide a temporary immunity to it, but, you know, people are always having to go get a booster, because it's not a natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when those kinds of steps are taken, there is a suppression of the immune system anyway. And even infants, children do not have an immune system until they're at least 1 year old. You know, virologists know this. Communicable disease experts know this. The whole purpose of giving childhood shots before the age of one, immunologists have admitted openly, is to train the parents to bring the kids in regularly after that for their shots.
Great.
So, you know, the measles doesn't kill anybody. You know, a pregnant woman wants to avoid anybody with measles, the rubeola aspect of it. But, you know, it's like a cold coming on. There's a high fever, runny nose, sneezing, a sore throat, a hacking cough, lymph nodes will swell up. You can actually infect somebody else 4 days before the rash even shows up. But the rash is the natural allergic response that your body is exhibiting to the infectious process that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, measles is nothing to worry about. And usually when these things pass through a neighborhood, it's most the kids have been vaccinated for it to get it.
Check out Dr. Jack Stockwell's website. It's jackstockwell.com, and learn about spring cleaning. He conducts a workshop online at jackstockwell.com, so you'll learn how to make your own cleaning products. That's
safely.
jackstockwell.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now 53 after the hour, Rich McFadden cracking the whip, getting into Warren Eckstein's visit. A lot of things to talk about today, including animals running for political office. What's the tick and flea season going to look like this year? Warren Eckstein is your animal's best friend, and he's brought to us by the folks who work with him to create that wonderful vitamin and mineral line for your pet called Hugs and Kisses. And here's Warren to explain more.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the U.S. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Warren Eckstein is here with us on the Good Day program to discuss some of the pet issues of the week. It is springtime. Flea and tick season is predicted to start early this year. So if people want to act now, what do you suggest they do to make sure that their dog and their cat are not going to be attacked and eaten up by the fleas and ticks around, Warren?
Well, prevention's obviously the best resolution. Now, you just did a commercial for Hugs and Kisses. Let me explain something that's really important to people. Fleas survive on blood. That is their entire diet. It's blood, blood, and more blood.
Yeah.
If a dog or cat has dry skin, fleas are much more attracted to a dog or cat with dry skin because it's much easier to burrow in and get to the blood. So the first thing you need to do is find that if, in fact, your dog or cat does have fleas. I use Warren's white towel test. If you take a dog or a cat, roll them around in a white towel, and you see flecks in the towel, take those flecks, put them on a wet
wet paper towel. If they turn red, you have fleas. The resolution, easy. You need to treat the pet and the environment at the same time. The problem is most people will go to the store and they'll buy bombs and sprays and this. By the time they finish up, the dog is glowing because he's nuclear. There are now natural ways. I mean, yeah. I always talk about this on my show. There are all natural herbal flea sprays that you can use now if you brush your dog or cat on a regular basis. But it's important to treat the environment and the dog at the same time. And here's a little secret. I don't believe in flea collars on pets. But every year I buy flea collars, I cut them up, and I put them in my vacuum cleaner. This way, when I vacuum the house, I'm sure that any eggs or fleas that I vacuum up are not going to get out and reinfest the house.
Right, the other thing you can do for your dog, especially, I don't know if it works for cats, the skin reacts well to oil. Omega-3 oils for your dog, whether capsule form or you give them cod liver oil, but that's a way to make their skin and their coat much healthier. Is that not correct?
It is correct. However, the most important thing for skin and coat is an all-natural ingredient called lecithin. If you, Doug, let's say you went into a store and you said, listen, I'm having trouble with my head, they would recommend lecithin for you, and that's real important for dogs.
More than a lot of fleas. As big of a problem on short-haired dogs as they are on long-haired dogs, does it make a difference?
It really doesn't make a difference, because once the fleas get through the hair and they're down at the skin, if the skin is dry, they're just going to burrow in.
So it's the skin that matters, not the
hair. Exactly. When the world comes to an end, rest assured that fleas and cockroaches will be around.
Perfect. All right, speaking of cockroaches, 11 animals around the country are running for political office. This is a big number, higher than it usually is. Who's running?
Not only dogs and cats. Actually, there's 11 animals running in one town in Colorado.
Really?
It's called Divide, Colorado. And here's the animals. There's a hedgehog running for mayor, a wolf, a jackass. Well, that one's upright. Cats, dogs. So there's 11.
So Blasio is running out there, too.
You know what's important, though? I mean, it sounds funny and it's kind of ludicrous, but I think it adds some humor to politics. And believe me, nowadays we can use a little humor to politics. And who knows? I would vote for a dog anyway.
All right. Now, you have a bucket list that you've prepared for your dog. Should people do this?
I do. In other words, my dog's a part of my family. And as my family gets older, whether it be my father, my grandparents, you know, or my dogs, the bottom line is I want to make sure as they come into those chronologically challenged years, I like to make sure they enjoy life. So what I did is I started creating a bucket list for my dog. For example, where would he like to go? What would he like to do? What do I think my dog would like to see? And I'm going to follow through on this bucket list.
Is this the German Shepherd or the Chihuahua?
The Chihuahua's a little younger. The Shepherd's getting a little older and has some physical problems. So we're gonna take some nice rides together.
That's nice. I've taken Charlotte all over the country. There's probably not much in this.
You're a little twisted. You know that, right, Warren?
I'm a little twisted.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting. It's not the first time I heard that.
That helps him be good on the radio. Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.